particularly struck by the case in Donegal of a woman in her 60s who's left with intergenerational trauma, prolonged domestic abuse, sexual violence, depression, PTSD and repeated suicidal cries, who did not receive substantial person-centred supports she desperately needed and to rebuild her life. Support has to be extended beyond just a crisis intervention. Full and proper recovery requires long-term support and giving women the opportunity to truly rebuild their lives. Yet organisations that provide essential life-saving services are often forced to continue to operate in uncertainty regarding funding, forcing them to devote valuable time and energy securing resources instead of expanding supports for availability to victims and survivors. And vital services supporting victims should not have to be completed for funding. Fundraising shouldn't have to happen. Short-term grants to remain open is a ridiculous situation. Domestic abuse funds should be relocated and unspent funds in Donegal should remain within Donegal. These services should be recognised as essential public services and should be fully funded and allowing people to continue this life-saving work.